Welcome to No Longer Conform. Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Obeying God, Bible Bits from 1 Corinthians. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 32, personal examination. Let's read our text in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning with verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For if we would judge ourselves, for this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Some believers don't see the Lord's Supper as worship, or they view it as old-fashioned. With improper attitudes or poor theology, the meaning is frequently distorted as something strange, even boring. Many Christians who participate in the Lord's Supper have lost a sense of what it should mean because of the way it's observed. Barriers can rise before believers in worship. We need to restore it to its biblical role to experience its spiritual power. And what is the proper perspective? Well, the entire worship event is to be a renewing experience. Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper during the Passover meal, the evening before he was crucified. He brought a new meaning to that old meal, proclaiming a new covenant. A new covenant between God and sinful man was established. Luke 22 and verse 20 reads, Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which was shed for you. A new way to praise him, a new way to thank him for salvation and remember his death for our sins. The truth of Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Evangelizing, baptizing, discipling, all grow out of worship. Someone wrote, the first business then of a church is not evangelism, nor missions, nor benevolence. It is worship. If worship is primary, then the Lord's Supper is a primary act of worship. Our Lord's Supper worship should be a transforming force. What is the problem? It is our lives when approaching the Lord's Supper. There is the problem. Participation in the Lord's Supper requires personal examination. Personal examination jerks us out of our comfort zone. Verse 28, But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat the bread and drink of the cup. We are instructed to examine ourselves before partaking of the Lord's Supper. There's a promise in the formula. If we put ourselves under personal scrutiny by judging ourselves, we will escape God's judgment. Look at verses 31 and 32 again. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we're chastened by the Lord that we may not be condemned with the world. God does not want any believer to partake of the Lord's Supper for fear. God does not want any believer to not partake of the Lord's Supper for fear of some unknown or forgotten sin. Of course, if a believer refuses to deal with the sins revealed, it's better not to take it. Yet, even in this is sin, since God commanded us to take care of the sins in our lives. The proper attitude? Well, complete openness to God and his redemptive work, allowing him to effect change. Getting uncomfortable enough with yourself to become what God intends you to be. The Lord's Supper is a time of repentance, of confession, and of rededication again and again and again, allowing the Lord's Supper to bring us to self-examination. We need to find spiritual values in the ordinance and be led to renewal. We can look at three values, spiritual values, in the Lord's Supper. Why? They take us back to the original purposes. Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." First, confession is the first spiritual value in the Lord's Supper. Confess literally means to say the same thing. I agree with God about my spiritual condition. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I can do nothing to save myself. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. I need divine change. John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." I am dependent on his grace. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confession acknowledges that I am accountable to God for my spiritual condition and for the standard I follow in living my life. And then second, commitment is the second spiritual value in the Lord's Supper. We are confronted with Christ's lordship in our lives as soon as we examine ourselves. If he is Lord, we respond affirmatively. If he is not Lord, we respond negatively. Luke chapter 9, verses 57 to 62. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Then he said to another, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God." And another also said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house." But Jesus said to him, "No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Examining ourselves is submitting to his lordship. Does God really want a relationship with us? Well, yes. Adam and Eve, he didn't reject them when they sinned. The relationship was altered, but he had a desire for it to be right and provided for their need. Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. He did the same for us. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Commit to right living and correcting faults. And then third, consecration is the third spiritual value of the Lord's Supper. Submit to God's claim on our lives. The dictionary meaning of consecrate is to set apart as sacred or for a task. It is being serious about following God's sovereign will for our lives. He only needs to call and we obey. We belong to him and are to be available to him. Are we willing to drop everything and do his bidding? That's the question that we need to all think about. When we approach the Lord's Supper in confession, in commitment, and consecration, we are experiencing the memorial as God intended it. We are aware of our need. We are available for service. And we are ready to be what he wants us to be. You have a great day.